Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. If you missed it, we had Mark Levin on. It was scintillating 10 minutes. We'll replay that at 11:30. But we have somebody who is the go-to anytime, not just on Fox. I think it was on ABC yesterday. Carrie Severino has been with us before. She's one of the principals at Judicial Crisis Network, and her best-selling book, Justice on Trial, What Happened to Kavanaugh? Inside that. Well, I think this will be minor in comparison to the barn burner here. If President Trump goes forward, as he's saying he is, with a woman candidate, particularly Amy Coney Barrett, who's my choice, and does it, and the vote is before Election Day, this will be all time. I don't think we'll see a battle quite like this that I can remember. Carrie joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Carrie, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
Well, again, you and Molly Hemingway would have another. This is going to be a two-volume book after this one, I think.
I literally texted her and said, I think we're writing a sequel. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, of course, after what we saw with Kavanaugh. Yet, you know, there is a sense, and I have a sense too, that logic says, all right, with a male, you know one of the areas they're going to go to, all these sexual assault, all these sorts of claims, you know they're going to go with that. With some of these women, you would think logically not as much ground to go after them, but that won't stop them on this. This will be beyond belief, I believe.
Yeah, I don't think you should underestimate the creativity of a ravenous and angry left. I mean, we've seen stuff like these riots and things that I never would have thought we'd go to. So who knows? I can't predict what the attacks will be. All we know is we have people like AOC saying we got to do whatever it takes to stop this nomination, and I take them at their word.
Yeah, we didn't talk in the first hour, Amy, too, throwing out there yesterday, impeach President Trump again to try to stop it and slow everything down. It is amazing, and President Trump saying it won't be to Friday or Saturday. I get it, deference to a great jurist as far as her acumen and her ability, but, you know, each day is precious here. They're trying to run out the clock. They'll use that to say now we have even fewer days to be able to do this.
Yeah, but, you know, if you look at the precedent, there is still more than enough time to get this done. Sandra Day O'Connor, she was confirmed in 33 days. We got more than enough time. Justice Ginsburg herself, 42 days. That's about where we're at right now. Justice Stevens, who died in 2010, he was confirmed in 19 days.
And wow.
The interesting thing is the women that we're seeing, you know, talked about, like Amy Coney Barrett, you mentioned, they're all people who have recently been confirmed, and I think all of them by bipartisan Senate votes. So you've got, so the Senate has recently looked at them. They've already had, you know, all of their FBI background check, all of their, you know, Senate questionnaire things up to date. You just have a few years of bringing that up to the present. And the White House couldn't have been more prepared for this if they tried. I mean, they literally just days ago finished updating their whole list of Supreme Court nominees. So their vetting is really up to date as well. I think we're in a position that you could move very quickly on this, certainly if we get a nominee by this weekend, which is what the president is talking about.
Now, you, I respect you so much then. We just had Mark Levin on, too. He's very cautious about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Maybe Gorsuch even more, he seemed to indicate. I'm more suspect of Kavanaugh, ultimately. My perfect candidate, Carrie, and you're in the mix here, so you can speak to this, I think, is Sam Alito. I've interviewed him 7 times. Brilliant guy. All he wants to do is be a quiet presence there with the law, then go home and watch the Phillies. And when he calls me, he tells me when the umpires were wrong on something. You don't want someone who wants to be liked in Washington if they're a constitutionalist, because I know what's going to happen then. It's almost inevitable, the problem that comes up.
Yeah, you know, that's I clerked for Justice Thomas, so I love Joseph Alito, but I'm not always, you know, I'm always Team Thomas. But I think that's one of the reasons that both these guys are great justices, because neither of them cares what they write on the front page of the New York Times, what they're saying on CNN. I came here to do a job, and my job, and I took an oath to uphold the Constitution. With Thomas, I think the left clearly took all that off the table when they went full bore against him in his confirmation hearing. He has to know they're not going to like you. They're never going to like you. And I think, unfortunately, you know, there's some justices in the court who seem to think, oh no, maybe I can still get them to like you. Sorry, you can't negotiate with terrorists. The left has gotten crazy on these things, and it doesn't matter. You need to do your job as a justice, and the chips fall where they may.
And Carrie, what this would happen if we would go back to the Supreme Court not legislating, then we wouldn't have this problem that the left hangs on to this by a 5-4 vote to thwart what they can't win. So you would think it would be in their favor, if they were legit, to have strict constitutionalists, because then we wouldn't have this importance of the court. But they want this as their saving grace. So as a result, of course, they're going to try to defeat these people.
Well, the reason they like it so much is because the left has been very successful at using the court to get to their ends when they weren't able to do it in the political process.
We
know the Constitution says it's our elected representatives that make the law, right? But every time the left has not been able to get the laws they wanted, or maybe not quite as radical as they wanted, they have, you know, in the last 50 years, they could just go to the court and say, actually, we want it one step farther. And the court was just like, rubber stamp, anything you say. And so now they're threatened with losing that. This is why their hair was so on fire, you know, during the Kavanaugh nomination, where they finally, this last chip was falling. The swing vote, Anthony Kennedy, who kept on swinging, you know, not always, but a lot to the left, and then he's going to get replaced, and they're like, oh no, we're losing our last, you know, finger hold on these courts, because that is their last move. It's kind of democracy by any alternative means to get their things done. We've had such success with the conservative legal movement, and believe me, this nomination is going to really cement that. It's very exciting, and it doesn't mean you get conservative results in every case. It means they're going to follow the law in every case. So now it goes back to our elected representatives. And if we want laws that are liberal, they're going to be followed by the court. If they're laws that are conservative, they're going to be followed by the court.
Exactly. We're talking with one of the heads of the Judicial Crisis Network, Carrie Severino. So, Carrie, with all that as preamble, I mean, I've just locked on to the story. I don't do this every day as you do, and I respect your knowledge of both the politics and the acumen legally of these, but Amy, as a Catholic, principally, I'll admit that too, but that Amy Coney Barrett sets off the other side and will trigger them. They will not resist in the hearings going after her Catholicism, even though their handlers will scream at them. This is going to drive Catholic voters who are on the fence and evangelicals to Trump.
We surely saw that during her confirmation hearing to the Seventh Circuit, right, where Feinstein, I couldn't believe my ears when I was listening to her talking about the dogma lives loudly within you, and I'm going, wait a minute, doesn't it say the Constitution say you don't have religious tests for office? That was outrageous, and it really, I think that's part of the reason so many people love Amy, because they saw it was just grace under pressure. She really stood up in the face of that. Now, believe me, I know people like Barbara Lagoa has a spine of steel as well. Allison Russian, her name's come up a lot. Super strong women. So I actually really confident that they would be able to stand up under similar assaults as well. But I think people were really inspired by that moment. And believe me, it's coming back. I mean, there's no way they're going to let it alone. They're going to probably go down that route. They'll go down the anti-Catholic route. If it's Barrett or Lagoa, they'll go down the anti-Christian route, which they already did with Rushing, because she had been involved in Alliance Defending Freedom and you know, working for some of those socially conservative legal issues, and they'll go down whoever is nominated. Anyone that Trump nominates is going to get the full force of their anger.
Well, in your role, Carrie, who's your person that you think is the surest bet then to do what these elections are about, to have a constitutionalist there that's brilliant? Who's the surest bet? Because a couple, I don't know Rushing as well, but LaGoyette doesn't have a lot of background. I'm a little bit skeptical of no written trail of a lot of stuff there.
Oh, well, you know, I think people don't realize she actually has a longer judicial trail than Amy Coney Barrett. She hasn't been on the 11th Circuit as long, in the federal circuit, but she's actually been in the federal, in the state Florida courts since 2006. So she actually does have a really great record, and she's got great decisions on everything from religious freedom to voting rights, all these different things. So I think actually I love the position that we're in right now, because all the names I'm hearing are people that I could say, yes, I am really confident this person would be a strong, solid constitutionalist. You know, it's obviously the president's role to pick among them, and they all have different, you know, shades to how, what their personal story, to their specifics of their background. But I'm actually really confident about all of them at that point, and that gives me a lot of, you know, breathing easy. So I feel like we can just wait and find out who we get on Friday or Saturday, and no matter what I think, it's going to be exciting.
Well, it's always great to have you. What's your website where we can follow this? Because I follow you religiously as far as your opinion, your insight of exactly what's happening here. And we agree, too, as bad as Kavanaugh was, replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and particularly with one of the women we've talked about, they are beyond deranged at this point now. There will be just outright, anything's possible, impeachment, the threat to pack the court. I believe they're going to try to do that anyhow, don't you?
Oh, 100%. If they have the opportunity, if they win the House, the Senate, and the White House, I don't think they would. It doesn't matter if we replace Ginsburg or not. They're going to do it. If they have the opportunity and the power, they will do that 100%. So don't try to appease them. That's on their, you know, plans one way or the other. They're going for the jugular. But you can read what we're doing. JudicialNetwork.com is the website. I'm on Twitter at JCN Severino, or you can look at Judicial Network on Twitter is JCN's Twitter feed.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us again today.
Have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.